They definitely contribute to what's going on, yes. So the warm temperatures and the lack of wind definitely play a part in causing algal blooms, yes.
Boy, when you start to talk about environmental factors, how much can local authorities actually do to prevent this?
I mean, there are some things that we can do to try to limit the nutrients that we put into the water. But overall, I think the state officials and local officials are doing what they can as far as monitoring the situation, because a lot of what's happening is also natural cycling of algal blooms that occur naturally. But at the same time, we do need to try to make an effort to reduce, you know, what we do as a community to put nutrients into the water that help lead to algal blooms.
You say this is a cycle. Is that an annual thing, or does it stretch over a number of years, and should we expect more of this?
We should expect more of it, but they cycle through. I mean, a lot of the conditions have to be just right for algal blooms to happen, and it just happened that this year we had all of the perfect conditions to make a massive algal bloom, you know, that's continuing to spread in different parts of Utah Lake. But we see these algal blooms pop up, you know, year after year after year, not necessarily to the extent that we've seen this past year. This year was pretty unusual.
I would guess that if we can get back into a storm pattern that brings us occasional rain, that changes things, does it not?
It does. So the low water levels definitely contributed a lot to this algal bloom, because they help heat up the water a lot, because Utah Lake is a fairly shallow lake. So the low water level, the high temperature, the lack of wind really contributed this cycle to the algal blooms that we're seeing now.
But your expectation, go ahead.
Sorry. So if we do get, you know, more water in the lake, get, you know, more rain and change in weather patterns, then the level of the algal bloom should decrease over time.